Welcome to Deep Breath, the intentional pause we take together to slow things down for just a moment, to feel grounded in the present, to focus on mental health, and to recenter your day in small segments that everyone has time for. Thank you for joining. I'm Sarah, and I'm so glad to be giving this deep breath with you today. I need it as much as the next person. I do love my deep breaths. And, you know, we've talked about box breathing in the past. There's another breathing technique that I like to incorporate, and it's called diaphragmatic breathing, also known as belly breathing or abdominal breathing. It helps with anxiety. It helps with stress. And one of the best ways to learn how to do diaphragmatic breathing is by laying on the floor. Or you can use a coffee table or a piano bench, whatever floats your boat. But it is recommended to do like a hard surface. That way you can better feel on your body what's happening. And then you can incorporate that into a standing diaphragmatic breathing exercise. So the recommendation that I like is to lie on your back on that flat surface with your knees bent and your head supported. I like to use a pillow under my knees to support my legs. It also helps with your back, your lower back, because sometimes when we lay down, we tilt our pelvis. And so if you put that pillow underneath your knees, it'll help tilt the back pelvis so that your lower back is in a neutral position. Then you want to place one hand on your upper chest and the other just below your rib cage. This is going to help you feel your diaphragm as you breathe. You're going to want to then breathe in slowly through your nose so that your stomach moves out, causing your hand to rise. The hand on your chest should remain as still as possible. And this is going to take some effort. I know when I first started this, I had a doctor tell me I needed to do some more belly breathing and to really breathe deep into that. And it took me quite some time to figure out what they meant. But I think if I had tried laying on the ground first, that would have been helpful. So I highly recommend that. Okay, so you're laying on the ground, you've got your hand on your chest, the other just below your rib cage. So we're talking about your belly. And then you breathe in slowly through your nose so that you're pushing all the air in into your belly. Or at least it feels, that sensation feels like you're pushing all the air, breathing it all into your belly. And then you're trying not to breathe into your chest. So that's why your hand on your chest needs to stay still. Then you're going to tighten your stomach muscles so that your stomach moves in, causing your hand to lower, the hand that's on your belly, to lower as you exhale. Something that can help with this is pursing your lips. So pushing your lips together and then forcing that air through your lips as you exhale. And again, you're trying to keep the hand that's on your chest as still as possible. Now, if you don't have a hard surface to lay down on, you're in your car or you're at your desk, you can still do this. It's just a matter of making sure you're controlling and you're being very mindful of getting that belly hand to push out and in. Now, you're not forcing your belly in when you exhale. You are just letting your hand feel that sensation of exhaling, kind of acting as a guide. And then there is no expectation for the number of times that you do this. But, you know, the more you practice, the better you get. Now, I would love to do this practice with you right now. So I'm going to count through it as I do it. And maybe you can do this with me. So I've got my hand on my chest. My left hand's on my chest. My right hand is just below my rib cage, settled on my belly. And here we go. So we're just going to breathe in slowly through our nose. And then if you can hold it for a second so I can catch up with you. And then we'll exhale together. So let's breathe in together. And now I know you've breathed in and you're waiting for me, but just make sure that that bottom hand is doing its darndest to help you breathe in through your belly. So let's exhale before you all pass out and push that air out through your mouth with those closed lips or semi-closed lips and see what your hands do. All right, so now you sound like a deflating balloon. And thank you for doing that with me. We can continue this together. Just know that I'm with you, even if, you know, as you go throughout your day, I'm not actually with you. okay, Sarah's getting weird. But whatever. Let's continue with that practice just one more time and try to remember where your hands are and which hand is doing what, because I know I get confused. And so we're just going to do this again. Let's take a nice inhale through our nose, feeling that belly, pushing that air into your belly so that your hand on your belly gets nice and pushed out like you've just had a food baby. So here we go, inhaling. Hold and exhale through pursed lips. Now, if you've just started with breathing exercises, you may find yourself inhaling and exhaling quickly. That is totally fine. You'll develop, your body will develop the muscles it needs to breathe more slowly and for a longer period of time. But I highly recommend, and obviously I'm a layperson, Julie hopefully will second me on this at some point, but these diaphragmatic breathing exercises really help us recenter, as you know, that's the point of these deep breaths, because we're paying attention to what our body is doing. And I need that recalibration and reminder constantly throughout the day. And if you haven't listened to any of my previous episodes where we talk about box breathing, I don't necessarily think you need to combine box breathing with diaphragmatic breathing. I think they're two independent breathing techniques that complement each other and definitely complement you, because you're a rock star and you should be breathing in ways that your body loves because you're worth it. So box breathing is just breathing in for four, holding for four, exhaling for four, and holding for four. And you can even extend that time to, you know, get to 8 seconds. Don't do it if you get lightheaded easily. So thank you for joining me on this very brief but hopefully helpful diaphragmatic breathing exercise. Just remember to put that hand on your chest, one hand just below your rib cage. So feel around for those ribs, that skeletal body that you've got going on that supports everything you do. And give yourself some grace as you practice this. And then, as always, feel free to reach out anywhere, anyhow. Email us at communityroots.podbean.com. Samuel will have to throw a link for you up on the social media.
I got you, Sarah. communityroots.pod@gmail.com.
Or reach us on social media and tell us what you think about breathing techniques. And tell me if I need to do something different. We all do, don't we? Anyway, thank you for joining. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And I hope this helps. Have a good one.